Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The world is a great big Jaffa cake. Some people don't like it, others do. Either way, it's okay. All you've got to say is not today. Thank you.
Hello there. It's a brand new week. Isn't that exciting? No, not so. Okay, fine. The two of the caterpillars hatched, and I'm glad I sacrificed that cauliflower. It was really nice to see them. Coming out and watching the slime dry off them. Could not bark enough vomit into my own lap watching that. Because the other ones, they're fixed onto they're in the cocoons and they stick themselves onto this thing. And I had to move the thing and they start going, bip, 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 bip. And you're like, what? The cocoons move. They go, bip, 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 bip. And you're like, bleh, bleh. Barking vomit. Into my own lap and scooping up handfuls of it. Anyway, what a weekend. What a lot of events happening around the world. Is it fair to say that Black Lives Matter is finally having its own Me Too moment? Are we, by which do I mean, am I finally waking up to the horrors of this particular branch of injustice? Is it worth us asking ourselves as part of this process, do we need to audit all our values? Because, you know, I think we probably thought we were doing enough a couple of weeks ago and then realised quite abruptly and shockingly and rightly that we weren't. So what else in our lives are we telling ourselves? No. Me Too, Black Lives Matter. Could we start to pull this stuff together and find a holistic principle of values that could underpin the choices we make? Does Stephen Colbert really have to do fat jokes about Trump? Are there not better things to attack him for? Are there happy eggs? Shall we first do no harm? I am not, by saying any of this, seeking to in any way diminish the Black Lives Matter movement. Not at all. I'm saying that if we maybe paused and audited ourselves, interrogated our decisions a little bit more, maybe we could have got here quicker. But well done, Bristol. Strange city, Bristol. Very fond of it. Wish I could afford to live in it. They pulled down the statue of philanthropist. that's defined as a person who seeks to promote the welfare of others, especially by the generous donation of money to good causes. Should we redefine philanthropist as being more about someone who ruthlessly harvests the efforts of other tribes to enhance his own? Philanthropist, slave driver, and Tory MP Edward Colston. I made a slightly cheap shot there. Sort of almost implying that all Tories are pro-slavery. Of course, they're absolutely not. I'm not saying that. I do think it's important to make sure you're on the right side of history right now. Avon and Somerset Police, for example. There goes my spoon! Avon and Somerset Police are investigating the action of trashing the statue. Although I did see a spokesman saying that they had no regrets about the police conduct yesterday in Bristol and allowing what happened yesterday to take place, which I think is good. But it was branded utterly disgraceful and an example of sheer vandalism and disorder by Home Secretary Priti Patel. Do you want to stand by that? Do you think you're going to stand by those words in 10 years? When everyone's like, what were we doing with that statue? Top tip, if you're condemning vandalism on social media, You're not on the right side of history. You're attaching more importance to inanimate objects than the life of a human being. There's lots of stuff on social media about the thuggery of the protesters. If you chuck a brick at a police horse, okay, you're not a protester, you're a thug. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they meant to hit the horse. You know, sometimes the cows are pregnant when they're slaughtered, but do enjoy your burger. Shall we join the dots? All lives matter, actually. Yeah, all lives matter. All lives. All lives. Wonderful news. Wishing to take on board the sentiments of Black Lives Matter wholeheartedly, I hope you'll take the following as an effort to amplify that voice. I'm not attempting to appropriate someone else's work. Julie forwarded me this. This is from Tree Stories, a poet, and it's a really good poem. It's got pooing in it, you know. But you know, I'm in. I really feel that Keats could have profited more with a bit of that stuff going on. Anyway, a really great poem that says, "I'll climb into your cellar and haunt you. Move up into your bedroom, breathe into your ears, hover over you, whispering, now. I will set light to Starbucks, set light to the petrol station, to the bank, the shopping centre, the fancy neighbourhood. I will set light to my silence, burn complacency. I will shout, I will tell the truth." Well said. Sometimes these things have to happen. And people have to be allowed to be angry. What should we replace the Colston statue with? If it sort of feels like a fun thread. I feel like we could do some fun things with that. But I've found what I think could be a really good legit candidate. So I instead of us doing the funny jokes, I'm going to suggest Princess Campbell. Who became the UK's first black ward sister in Bristol. A Bristolian, she trained to become a nurse at Glenside Hospital in Fishponds, but noticed there was a difference in the way black and white nurses were treated. She got an honorary degree at Bristol University in 2014 and said the English nurses would have the easiest jobs. We, the black nurses, would be in the sluice cleaning bedpans and vomit boards. Vomit boards? What even is a vomit? You couldn't complain because the ward sister made a report. You had to put up or shut up. Despite being knocked back and overlooked, she finally got promoted to the position of ward sister in 1974. I'd say let's have that. Let's have her. Princess Campbell. Well done. Anyway, lots of stuff happened on the social media. Apart from that, over the weekend, we were doing some fun tweets and Pablo got very excited because he... I think he got a nice reply from Laura, who was one of the architects on Your Home Made Perfect, Laura Jane Clark. I think she replied to one of my tweets as well. She seems really nice. And if you don't know the show, it's such a great show, Your Home Made Perfect. It's people sort of want to do up their house or improve it in some way, or they have needs. And they have a certain budget and they get these two architects on who have these two different visions for what you could do with it. And they use like virtual reality to show you like this is what it would look like. And it's really cool. And all this, like the sofa flies away and then they whoosh in new stuff. And it's invariably, as Pablo and Jem observed, it's invariably bench storage. And it's really great. Laura has really lovely designs and another guy called Robert Jameson has really wild designs and they always go with Laura's and it's always a bit of a shame. Not that hers aren't great, but Robert Jameson's ones are just mad. They're so great. Anyway, if you haven't, I thought we could maybe a new twist. So here it is. I'm doing one of my sort of in 2 minutes pieces. Here it is. One house Two architects and a budget of £50. This is Your Perfect Home Ruined. Hello, I'm Angela Scanlon, no longer having to wear jumpsuits and play second fiddle to Dara O'Brien on Robot Wars. Here's a house that's perfectly nice. Hello, perfectly nice couple. Hello, hello. Well, we can't agree on anything. Well, we've got two architects here to look at your perfectly nice home and suggest ways to ruin it on a budget of £50. Laura Jane Clark, what would you do? Okay, well, put on the virtual reality goggles and wow, gosh, whoosh, whoosh, wow. You can act all amazed at the technology again in a minute when we film you react. Acting without the goggles on because it doesn't look really very good and it's all kind of mocked up and it's a bit of a fake thing. Anyway, this is what your home looks like now, is that right? Yes, yes, that's right, with the word love carved inward on the mantelpiece we bought from Home Pace. Yes, okay, it looks perfect. And Laura, what would you do with it for 50 quid? Well, I would spend the money on vodka. And as you can see, I've trashed the living room completely, screaming about my ex, I've micturated over all the kitchen appliances, and there's a substantial surprise waiting for you inside the microwave. With the spare change from that, I bought a can of emulsion and chucked it all over the carpets. Architect Robert Jameson takes his inspiration from nature. Here he is wandering through some woodlands, probably barefoot.
Well, I've used the 50 quid on bus fares to go to every cat shelter in the district, wearing a variety of disguises. And you can see I've filled your house with cats, most of them with issues, shall we say. And you can see all the furniture is completely trashed. But what the VR headset can't adequately convey is the smell. Also, I've put in some bench storage for the feces.
Well, we'll do what every other couple does and go with Laura. Okay, 24 hours later and Laura is clutching her head. Your house is covered in vomit. What do you think? Ruined. Well, at the beginning of the program, you said you couldn't agree on anything, but if there's one thing you can agree on now, it's that your home is ruined. We'll see you next time.
Children playing in a sun-dappled wood. Netflix streaming on 5G. A brand new Audi in pure white every night. And I'm the DG. Yes. It's Amor.
You know what's made my week is that Amal Rajan has finally returned from paternity leave. And so there's lots more to enjoy there. And he was the one who broke on the BBC, at least the story about the appointment of the new Director General. Alas, not himself. Some fun tweets to read out from Amor will be on BBC News on at BBC One just after 13:10, chatting about Tim Davies' appointment as Director General of the BBC. Well, the favourite got the job. That was how he opened it. about 25 minutes later, just made a big mistake on at BBC News, which I regret. I said Tim Davies was privately educated at Whitgift. True. But he won a scholarship and was the first in his family to go to university. Given how much of my life is spent working on social mobility, that's unforgivable. Sorry. That's not what Lindsay Baker on Twitter thought was unforgivable about Amal. Said, love at Amal Rajan, but if I see that orange tie one more time... Absolutely terrifying. Who's keeping track of Amal Rajan's ties? Who are you, Lindsay? What the hell? He replied...
Mate, it was my first hit after coming back from paternity leave. So far, I had to deliver for the masses. I am completely and utterly and weirdly infatuated and obsessed with the colour orange. Have been all my life. Not sure why.
So, now you know, if ever you go to London, just wear an orange t-shirt. And then should you, by some miracle... bump into Amal Rajan, just like open your jacket and he'll be dazzled by the orange and captivated and you can lead him to your basement for anything at all. As ever, as I record this podcast, the Patreons are watching me live streaming this and Lee has informed me that Amal Rajan's shirt cuffs are monogrammed. What? His actual... I mean, does he... get changed in a communal area or something? Is he trying to... Is it like having it sewed inside your label when you're a kid? Amal Rajan special edition. Just across each cuff. Amazing. Classy.
It's Amal Rajan's dreamland.
Nice.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thank you so much for all your emails. Loads to get through. I probably won't get through all of them today. We've got one from Lindsay Hellcat Press saying, hi Jay, I've done a lot of MacGyvering. Yes, we were asking, have you ever managed to MacGyver something, to improvise and adapt things to make them serve a new purpose? I've done a lot of MacGyvering when it comes to arts and crafts. I had brought my knitting bag to a comics convention. Okay, unpacking that, where I was tabling, only to realise, only to realise that I'd forgotten two important items, a cable needle and a yarn needle. Oh, yeah, it's good for when you're tabling, I don't know. The convention had a small room full of coffee, well, that's what the table was for, water and snacks for the vendors. I used a thin red coffee stirrer as a cable needle and a twist tie from a bag of bread to make a yarn needle. Oh, wait, I know what yarn needles are. They're like those sort of curved ones, those curved hooky things. Anyway, I was also wondering if Brinsley Dearlove could tell me if these pictures are lovely. I'm not 100% sure. Ah, yes, that's lovely, with Brinsley Dearlove. Sadly, his slot has been filled for today, but I'll certainly try to revisit them and have a word with him. Anyway, Lindsay says, I have several tedious tasks that I've been putting off, but I recently reorganised my daughter's closet and put all the clothes that she's outgrown in a box in the basement. Up next is Swiffering the bathroom floor. Oh, right, yeah, this was the tedious tasks thread. What's the tedious stuff that you've finally done? Love the show. Lindsay, thanks, Steve. P.S., says Lindsay, you once asked what Hellcat Press is. Yes, I did! Back in 2014, remember? I started my own very small indie comics publishing company. Wow. We do horror comic anthologies and have put out 5 to date. We pay all of our contributors and have had submissions from around the world. I usually put out a call for submissions in December and then get the book printed and distributed by September. I took a break this year when I had a baby, but I'm hoping to do more once I've gotten the hang of motherhood. Okay, as a father and in terms of fatherhood, give yourself a while. And once the baby is dexterous enough to operate a printing press. Hey, that's really cool. Well, I want to check that out. Hellcat Press, I know you do too. Let's have a look at another tedious thing. This is from Hannah. Morning, Jake. Hope all is well with you and yours and the lovely listeners, whatever they're calling themselves these days. I don't know because it's not my word. So, you asked for our stories about getting tedious jobs done. I and my family, like many of us, have been relying on internet shopping during the past weeks to get hold of necessary and not so necessary items. All this has meant a surfeit of padded envelopes of all shapes and sizes strewn randomly in a drawer. You put them in a drawer. Cool. My kids have also been selling the clothes that they sorted out during lockdown on Depop. What's Depop? And so recycling the envelopes, which has led to more chaos in the drawer. This weekend, I finally got around to sorting out the envelope drawer into size and type, and have sent you a lovely photo in a flashback to show us your drawers. Ah. I also have an update on my lockdown regret of agreeing to the sourdough starter. Yeah, that's... I don't know. I made pizzas last week. I don't know. My husband has now started making sourdough bread with a vengeance, and there is more white powder coating the kitchen surfaces than in a nightclub toilet in the 1980s. Yes, they were very into talcum, weren't they? I'm also regretting buying new trousers and shoes for work because they don't show up on a video call, and I'm living in jeans and rocket dogs. Take care and stay safe. Thanks so much for your picture. Sadly, it hasn't quite encoded right on your email, so I can't quite see the picture of your drawers, but I can say open bracket. Brackets IMG style equals max width 100%, max height 100%, SRC equals data colon image JPEG base 64 9J 4AA. There's about, I would say, about 1,000 lines of random letters and numbers there. Probably don't have time for all of them. Forgive me, Hannah, for not reading out all of your email. We've got a mystery box update from Hedy. Brace yourselves, everyone. Strap in. Hedy has emailed us from time to time telling us about mystery boxes. Dear Jake, I just wanted to tell you and your fellow apostles, not my word, what happened after I eventually opened the mystery box. Yes, we've all been waiting. It contained a picture of Lorraine Chase. Nearly in tears thinking about it. I cannot lose my faith in human generosity. We are going to get through this. We are going to win. Hedy. Ah, Lorraine Chase. I used to love Blankety Blank. I thought it was the best thing ever. We will have more of those tomorrow. But what we do have is That's Lovely. I think it's from Pablo. So without any further ado, here's Brinsley Dear Love. Hello again, and welcome to That's Lovely. This is Brinsley Dear Love, with you, as I have been every week since 1997, with lovely things for you. And we've had an email from Pablo Bonzo, who says, hello to you, my dear Bingley Fear Dove. It's Brinsley Dear Love. Brinsley Dear Love, please. Whilst perusing my photo album recently. Oh, no. I came across these images of love. I love love. Thank you, Pablo. And wondered if you could tell me if they're lovely or not. Kind regards, Pablo. Well, let's have a look, shall we? Oh, now that's lovely. There's a couple of small, fluffy rodents. Gophers, perhaps? Too large to be hamsters, I think, sleeping together in an exercise wheel, the two of them cuddling. Quite adorable, and Pablo, just lovely. And, oh well, now that's lovely. Two pandas cuddling in a little perch halfway up a tree. A picture of simple mammalian bonded love. These are indeed pictures of love, Pablo, and thank you, and that's lovely. Two lions, their foreheads touching, eyes closed, a gentle, tender embrace between two of the kings of the animal realm. And what is that? What is that? Oh my God. That's not lovely. That is not lovely. Oh man. Where did you find? Tell me you didn't make that. That is not lovely. That is not lovely, Pab. That is an affront to humanity. That's an atrocity. This is Brinsley Dear Love saying that is not lovely. And I do hope you'll join me again, but please, please, only lovely things, please, to not today at swanburst.com. God. Well, I can't watch Alien again. That's I think the moment to chuck a tarp over today's podcast and go and resignedly fetch the shotgun, writing off this horse as a bad debt. So thank you very much indeed for your company. Before I go, a belated happy birthday to Nat from Saturday. Happy Nat-a-day. And thanks very much to all the Patreons. I'm going to be doing some stuff. I don't know what. But I'm making you a cast iron commitment. God damn, I suck. Anyway, I will be back tomorrow. Thanks very much for all your emails and stuff. You can, you know, all the threads are still open. You can send me That's Lovely things. You can send me things to do with banal things you've been doing, or whatever you want. When you last MacGyvered something. Or you can, you know, just enjoy your life. You're not obliged to provide this podcast with content. Thank you. Love you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.